Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We asked for, like, Don Mattingly, and that can't happen for some reason.
Man, how was that? That, huh? Interesting.
You know how many texts I got yesterday, by the way? Been, oh, my God. How'd you get Sydney Sweeney on? I can't believe it. I'm so jealous. I'm like, dude, it's not that big of a deal. Like, it is a big deal to get her on, but there's nothing to be jealous about. We talked to her about her movie.
She wasn't in the studio. Put it that way.
That's a different story. Excellent point. If she was in studio and we got a picture with her.
That's a little different.
Yeah, this was a little bit. But Huff, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You get Sydney Sweeney, that's great. Where's Donnie Baseball?
I mean, he's in the world. He's in L.A. in the World Series right now, dude. He's busy.
He was on with Francesa's podcast the other day. Did you see that? I told you he was on.
We've been trying to get it because I just looked at my notes here before we came back from break, and I had, okay, we talked about maybe getting, well, I'm not going to name it because I don't want other people stealing the ideas, but whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a couple of different guests that we had talked about possibly having on, and Mattingly was one that we were trying to get on since we were doing the baseball card game like a year and a half ago.
Can you do me a favor? Can you not be like my wife and break my balls over everything?
He does break them, dude. He calls you out.
Like, say, hey, thank you so much for Sydney Sweeney.
Well,
that's
I did.
What I'm looking for.
What I was going to say was, it was kind of a backhanded compliment. I was bringing up the fact that you got Sydney Sweeney again.
We were just waiting to get to the compliment
but
part.
But also letting you... Also let, well, backhanded that's swipe. The compliment. You got Sydney Sweeney. Everything else is... right, where's Donnie Baseball?
Dude, people loved it, man. Yeah. And one thing I got like, oh, how'd you not ask her about this? And why did you... Dude, you actually think I'm going to be a 52-year-old? Just like, you know, risque stuff.
Well,
gonna be a do you think I'm going to be... Let me answer, no. You think I'm going to be a 52-year-old horn dog on the air with a 28-year-old when I have a wife and a 9-year-old daughter, a 10-year-old son? Now, younger me.
Yes.
All for it. Half nah, stop.
No, I was very conscious of not turning that into a perv spot.
Now, there's no way we were going to do that. Yeah, we're way
or,
above
or,
that.
Or political. Like, we're somebody's asking me, oh, did you? Yeah, yeah. No, not, I mean, like you said, with a 28-year-old, like, I'm not. We're not going down that road.
No.
So there were a couple.
What if she's 30?
Nah, I'm still, like, I don't think that, I think that there are ways you could have fun with it and be flirty or whatever in certain spots.
She was awesome.
Harder to do that on the phone, but I didn't want to make that a pervy thing. And if you start asking about her bath soap, then it could go down a different, or even like,
the
I
jeans.
Mean, maybe you could, well, that's, and then that becomes a political thing.
Yeah, I don't think it's as charged as some, I trust me, I hear you. I'm well aware of what happened and what's happened, but I don't know that that's quite. I guess for some, anything could be, and it was politically charged. I think that's dissipated, but I hear you. I got you.
So that was it, but it was fun talking to her.
It was. She was cool.
Okay, now we await Donnie Baseball. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888. By the way, my wife, I texted her, whatever, how it is throughout the course of the day. Hey, how's everything going? And then she writes back, well, I'm busy working. Sammy's not feeling great, but she's feeling better, but she's not eating a lot, whatever. And then later in the day, you know, hours go by, and we had Sydney Sweeney on.
Yeah.
Who transcends sports talk. Like, I'm not going to tell my wife, oh, we had Brian Baldinger on today.
Yeah. Breaking down the Wham Gap 22 hut on three. But what would say about Sydney?
I texted her, and I kind of thought that this would be the reaction, but I just wanted to see. I texted her. I talked to Sydney Sweeney on the phone today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you think she responded back to that?
Well, I've been around you two. Right. I don't think it bothered her at all.
What would you think would be a response? Hoff, if you care to chime in here,
like
you
maybe
could.
A one word, great. Was she cool? Okay. Very, very benign, nothing, no. Now, Hoff might get a different
answer. What do you think there?
Different question, I should say.
Well, I think she would have been like, I don't care.
Yeah, that's okay. Kind of what I'm getting after. Good for you.
It was even worse than that. She thumbed up, gave me the thumbs up on what I said to her.
Wow. Now, hold on. Question.
Not even sent a thumb emoji.
Oh, that's what I was asking.
Just tag the text.
Ooh, not even like the personalization of going to her emojis that she uses quite a bit and getting the thumb, just actually hitting like on what you wrote?
Correct. Like, oh, my God. Don't care would have been fair enough, bad enough. When you said like good, nice, like those would have been bad. This was even lower than that.
Wow.
Just tagged my text with the thumbs up. I'm like... Exactly. I'm like, do you know who she is?
She has to know who she is.
Yeah, she
definitely
does. Well, then it started to come in a little bit.
We send her a picture of her.
No, then she knew who she was. She knew who she was. Yeah. And I was obviously playing the game like Joe Rabbit.
Sure.
And then she gets into it like, let me give you the exact. I go, you know who she is? She goes, yes, hot lady with old men salivating. I was like,
young
yes.
men too. To
yes,
fair.
That is correct. And your
men.
Husband.
I mean, hot old men. Old men with old men salivating.
Yes. With all the men salivating.
Oh, I think you said all the men.
That's
a good scout report. She nailed it.
And she wasn't impressed at
all. No, wow. I don't even think Jen knows we had her on. I don't think she does.
Shoot her a text in real time. See what. Hey, by the way, talk to Sydney Sweeney yesterday.
We were just so busy. Like, yesterday was one of those days. Come in, come home, run here, run there.
What do you think she'd say? Would you be like, oh, wow, that's cool? Or
yeah,
like,
I think she would be. Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
BT and Sal on the fan. Hoff, did you tell your wife about it?
I did. She asked me how my.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The day when I said I booked Sydney Sweeney, and she was actually very excited. Then she asked what we talked about, and I told her, she's like, you guys screwed that up.
Well, what would you want us to talk about?
She wanted us to get more controversial.
Like,
no, she wanted to get more controversial. She wanted
like,
to get
what
more
do you mean controversial? What, the ad? The commercial?
Yeah. She's like, why don't you talk about the jeans? I was like, well, we were talking about fighting and
the movie
weight. And I also told JD, and he was very happy about that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
He told me he was very pleased with that interview.
Some of my younger friends were hitting me up with that.
Listen, could we have, even if we didn't do the perv thing, which we definitely were not going to do, I mean, in hindsight, you know, could we have tapped into some other? Sure. But really, it was about the movie, and she was pretty engaged, and I thought for what we talked about, it was good.
Right.
Were there other areas? Sure.
There's always going to be. That happens with me all the time with interviews, especially one like that.
Yeah.
Where you know there's not going to be, like.
We had 11 minutes.
Right. That's the thing. We had, and you know, Hoff was chiming in there a little bit. We wanted to make it about, it had to be about the movie. Like,
you actually had more than 11 minutes, but I was talking to her before the.
Yeah,
before,
well, that's what I'm saying. You chewed up a minute and a half on the front end.
Did you call that?
And then in the.
No.
No, I don't think so.
There's always regrets with interviews.
Yeah.
But especially one like that, that is such a short time frame that you know it's never going to happen again.
Challenge for you, because I don't think I had any. Now, you've also known a lot longer. I don't think we had any regrets about having Schmooz on. I think we pretty much had everything. He was here for now. We also had him for over an hour.
No, even with that, there were something. I was like, man, I forget what they were off the top of my head, but I wanted to get to the Russ stuff. We got to most of the things we got to with him, but there were certain things maybe I think about, like, you know, that happens, I think, with any interview. You know, we could have Boone on. It's like, oh, man, could have asked him that, or whoever it may be.
Yeah, I think if you don't self-reflect on the interview, you're probably not very good at your job. So I do that as well. I try to. But, you know, the key is to be ready. And quite frankly, we had no chance to be ready because we find out 3 minutes before she's coming on.
That's the other thing.
She's coming on.
We knew a half hour in advance. So, and also, there wasn't a natural sports tie-in there. Anyway, not to make excuses about it.
Check it out on all of, you know, Odyssey and all that stuff. Free app.
Joey is calling from Rye about his Yanks. What's up, Joey?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, how are you? First time, long time.
All right, Joey.
about her.
So, just want to go back a sec to what you guys were talking about. I'm a Yankees fan, and I, too, have been watching the Dodgers, wondering why the hell we can't get any good Japanese players. And I just wanted to post something to you guys. There's a guy, George Rose, who unfortunately passed away 2 years ago, who was a really pivotal part of the Yankees organization. Mm-hmm. He was their first director of Pacific Rim operations. I felt I had to call in because I went to business school with George.
Okay.
And he left in 98, took a leave of absence to go translate for Irabu. And he translated for Irabu in the 99 and 98 season. Y'all remember that whole thing in spring training, 99,
when Steinbrenner
called Irabu?
Called him a fat toad. Fat toad. Fat toad. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember.
Exactly. Like, so George was right in the middle of that. Yeah. And he just got a reputation, and I'm saying this in the past tense because George unfortunately passed away 2 years ago, yeah. But he had a reputation.
2 years ago? That's it?
No, yeah. Much more than that.
Okay. No. No,
oh,
no,
George Rose.
Passed
okay.
away. George Rose okay. passed away 2 years ago, and okay. he was a funny, nice. He was a very serious Catholic, like very Christian guy, very calm. Okay. But he had a great manner with the Japanese and with the Yankees organization. He was very tight with Cashman. They went to school together. And in 2007, they appointed him to go set up the Yankees Pacific Rim office in Japan, and he worked then with the Japanese community, getting sponsorship, mm-hmm. Working with the Giants, like working with the baseball
team. So you just think that they really miss his presence and his ability to connect to the Japanese player and their families? Pretty much what you're saying here, right, Joey?
Well, yeah, I don't know. You know, even when George came back, like, he was involved in the whole, when Tanaka came to the Yankees, and I realize that was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But he's been involved up until he unfortunately passed away at the age of 57 2 years ago. And I just don't know that the Yankees have had that type of presence.
Yeah, that you could be right. I mean, that liaison.
I don't know.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, maybe.
I think she. I think she dropped there.
It's an interesting thought. I did not know much about Mr. Rose. Sounds incredibly believable. I believe her. Lost business school with him, and I would think the personalization, because the money's going to be the money, and the geography is going to be the geography. But if there's a less than personal touch or a level of comfort with somebody that was the liaison from the Yankees to the Japanese baseball player and their families. That's an interesting way to look. I don't know if that's the whole thing, but that could be possible.
Yeah, I mean, I was learning right there as she speaking. I didn't really know about that. I think it's more that the Yankees are not the same brand that they used to be, plus the proximity with the Dodgers. Hey, look, it could even just be as simple as the Ohtani effect. Ohtani's the one guy who didn't want the East Coast, maybe for travel, maybe for whatever reason, but he's the one. Pre-Ohtani, the Yankees were still in play for the big free agents from Japan. Ohtani was in the mix to be with the Yankees. He wanted the Angels instead. And then Ohtani chooses the Dodgers, mm-hmm. and then that opened the floodgates to everybody else going with the Dodgers.
That's interesting as well. I mean, think about LeBron. Say if LeBron would have gone to the Clippers back in the day, maybe Chris Bosh goes to the Clippers.
Right.
You always need a Pied Piper, right? So it's probably not just one thing. The Yankees brand, which is still obviously really good, but it's been diminished. The Dodgers spending power... You know, Cohen's checkbook, the flight from Japan, from LA to Japan. The Dodgers, they just keep winning here. So right now, it's undeniable. There's more appeal for the Dodgers than the Yanks or the Mets. And our mission, that's what we started the show with. Let's have a change this offseason. You know, dig deep, spend some money, get a Tucker, get a Schuble. I'm talking about the Yanks and Mets. Just go all in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.